Blind Dave, did you survive the weather last week?
Just about, mate. Can I just say, mate, my favourite record of all time, Maggie May, Rod Stewart. Yeah, it's about time you played a bit of class on that station.
It's before my time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So have you been, sir? Because it was quite a week last week.
Oh, my golly gosh, the beast from the east, and weren't it the beast from the east? I mean, the weather was ridiculous. I've never known it so cold. Even the central heating wouldn't cope with it. It's just absolutely ridiculous, mate. It came, it stuck, and it went.
And then, a lot of misery in between.
Oh, blimey. I mean, you've got, what was it, Storm Emma or whatever it was. You've got the beast from the east. It was absolutely ridiculous.
We were waiting for the pest from the west.
Oh, well, the pest from the west been out this morning, Eve. We've been on the bike this morning, so we've done 40-plus miles. It feels like we've done about 100. The wind was hitting us from left. It was coming right. It was from behind. It was at the back of the front. The chains come off. We got caught in a snow blizzard. The rain come down. The wind hit us again. We was got everything on to stay warm, and I tell you what, with gloves on and shoes, and my feet was froze, my fingers was froze. I thought, this probably was not a good idea this morning.
We should say also that it's a tandem bike. You weren't just out randomly cycling.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. And now it is a tandem. Steve Dougie on the front, handling the brakes, and he worried me to death because when the snow comes, he said, "Dave, he says, I can't see a thing." I'm thinking, "Oh my life!"
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world, yeah. And I said, "Well, give the brakes." He says, "No chance. You got the gears and be satisfied." But it was a good. It was a good 40-plus miles, but I was just saying, wow, did we feel it in the legs today with the wind. It's amazing, you know.
So but why were you out on the bike today? People might be saying, why did you
do that? Well, we went out this morning. When we went out, it was beautiful. And we were about three parts of an hour into it. And we were in the middle of sort of no man's land. It was either, what was the point of turning back? We was halfway to our destination. Because I've been delivering a couple of books. Because I'm setting off a race. In April, the cathedral to castle run in Lichfield, a 10-miler. So they very kindly had three books off me signed to give to the winners. I thought, great. So as a destination to sort of test our legs, we got this delivery to be made. But as I say, we was in the middle of nowhere, so we had to go, and that was it. But we're also training for the bike ride, which is Swansea back to the Hawthorns in April. So, if it's raining on the cycle challenge, there's no point sitting indoors because you've got to do it, haven't you?
Yeah, and again, as that's what you're known for in a lot of ways, the fundraising is quite a serious side of what you do, though you have fun. It's a serious reason for doing it.
Oh, crumbs, yeah. I mean, I love doing the challenges. And the challenges obviously in turn give me the stories to then do when I do, you know, any after dinner or talks in schools. But whilst you're doing something crazy, what's the point of doing, you know, 100, 200, 300 miles on a bike run or whatever when you're not going to raise money on the back of it for a charity? So, you know, I'm enjoying it, I'm loving it, it's giving me talks, it's also helping to support the charities, you know what I mean? So it's great, and it's the foundation, the Albion Foundation, which is allied to West Bromwich Albion, which is a club I support. And I've also been down the training ground today to go and see Chris Brunt, one of our superstars, who was an absolute brick, Simon, when I went to Ethiopia. And there is a story attached, but I won't say it now, but he actually footed the bill in the Hilton for our meal for my 60th, which was brilliant of him. So I went down today to take him a signed copy of the book, shake his hand and say thank you, got the book out, and somebody told me there was a cup of coffee there, and I went, oh yeah, but they didn't tell me where. And when I stretched out my right hand,
no,
I found the coffee.
No.
And that found the table, and then there was a computer, and then so if Chris had sat to my left, I would have knocked the coffee over.
At least you had the book there to wipe up all the coffee with.
No, not at all. I had I don't know whether it was a Celtic flag or a Rangers flag or summertime.
No idea what you're talking about. So, have you been doing any DIY? Because you were working on some bunk beds, weren't you?
Yeah. Would you believe the family who I've been doing the bunk beds for, a triple set of bunk beds, sorry. I've had them erected in my workshop. I've sanded them down. They're ready to rock and roll. Me and Deb actually dismantled them yesterday because we've got to transfer them down. And the family I mean, he said to me only 2 days ago, oh, the mattresses are being delivered on Thursday, Dave. What? So, tomorrow, we've now, luckily, I've finished them. I rushed them, but, I spent a few hours sort of into the night to get them finished. So the triple bunk beds are ready, dismantled, ready to go in the car. They're going over tomorrow. Me and Deb, then, she will very kindly help me to assemble. And I'm hoping that a couple of hours should see bunk beds in, mattresses on. And the kids who have been sleeping on the floor now for the last week, while one bed went and waiting for mine, and I feel a little bit, I'm thinking, them kids, I want them on their mattresses on that bed. So it should be in situ, touch wood.
What's a triple bunk bed?
Yeah.
What's a triple bunk bed?
Sleep three.
What, three layers?
Yep.
Wow,
well, they got, the family that will be been doing it for me, they got three girls and one lad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the one room, the lad's in the other, and the three girls are sharing. But they've been sharing sort of a double bed and a single bed. And so we had a little look, and they said, could you? And I said, yeah, of course we can. So we've done the triple bed, which gives them more room, obviously three girls in the room, gives them a little bit more room than if, you know, the makeup or whatever they decide to do, three girls in the bedroom. But I've enjoyed it, so, you know, I've designed it, I've sized it, equaled it out. Obviously, I've got parameters where I've got a floor to ceiling, so I can't go any higher than. And once I've got that in situ, I've got to make some steps up for them. But I'm going to hopefully design that and make like a triple cupboard. So they've got sort of storage within the steps or the stairs that we're going to pull up. So no, I've quite enjoyed it, mate. It's been a one-off again. And I love it. I love that kind of thing. And it's, you know, we've got some pictures for you.
Mm-hmm.
Deb's been taking some pictures. But mm-hmm. we've had a bit of a week of it, you know, where I've been trying to rush it and do it and this and that and the other. And we've had a few family little issues, like an elderly aunt's been in and out of hospital, so we've been racing over there. So it's been one of them weeks, mate.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I kind of got a bit disorientated with last week. I don't know what day of the week it was. And then, mind you, that's not unusual for me. I usually seem to think I'm usually a day behind from where I think I am. So that's never.
Well, you're right, because somebody said to me today, something about the match. And I said, yeah, I'll see you there tomorrow. I said, Dave, it's Thursday. Friday.
Any word on the movie, the film?
There's some more filming going on this weekend. They're doing, I believe, some running scenes. I'm actually going to be involved in a one slight scene. I'm going to be sort of disguised a little bit, and I'm not going to tell you what the scene is, but I'm actually probably going to be seen actually on camera. Disguised slightly, but you'll know it's me. But I'm not going to spoil it, mate, because it'll be quite good, I think. I'm going to be a movie star for 5 seconds.
if you're not familiar with the story to the show, Dave has had the honour, I suppose, of a film. Now, is it a short film, this one, then they might be doing a feature film?
Yeah, short film, 30 minutes, because I can get it into various film festivals, because the company they're doing, the production company are doing it, they do a lot for corporate, as in, you know, corporate business sort of films, but they do these short films that it's something that they love to do and would like to get into feature. And in fact, they're doing another film in China, but they do these films for no fee. They get all the finance and the funding and whatever, and then hopefully the and good luck to them. I hope that through the film festivals, you know, that they get a little bit of recognition out of it.
Yeah, look forward to it anyway. Now, time is galloping along, Dave. It's great to know that you're safe and well. When I couldn't get a hold of you today, I was a bit, oh, hope Dave's all right. But now I can see you're alive and well and as annoying as usual.
Yes, yes, yes. And the reason you couldn't get out of me?
You're on your bike?
No.
Oh, of course, you've got an iPhone.
21st century now. The kids have been nagging me, the lads have been nagging me, so I've got an iPhone.
Well, we haven't got time to talk about that today, but quietly give us your contact so can people can have a look at what you've been up to.
Well, yeah, blinddavehealy.co.uk is the website, and that's been revamped at the minute. Grace is doing me a new website soon. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy, and Instagram, I'm presuming, is Blind Dave Healy, but I don't know because I don't go on any of them. But, give us a shout if you're interested. There's a contact us form on the website. We'll always have a little chat. My email's on there. And, keep in touch.
All right, my friend. Always good to chat with you. We will catch up with you next week.
Okay, sir.